This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado's eastern plains are now mostly free of extreme drought conditions. Federal drought data show a 10% drop in extreme drought from a week ago. It was a wet January for much of the state, including the Front Range, where some places got three times the normal amount of snow for the month. But severe drought still plagues more than half of Colorado. Statewide snowpack amounts are just about normal for this time of year. Colorado is preparing to pivot to the next phase of the pandemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state put out an RFP, a request for proposal, to plan a transition from pandemic to endemic. Scott Bookman is the state's incident commander.
We are looking at short-term and longer-term scenarios and starting to do some planning around how do you live with this virus in more of an endemic environment.
But University of Colorado epidemiologist Mei Chu says Colorado will need much lower transmission levels before the coronavirus becomes predictable, an indicator that it's become endemic.
We're not there yet.
The state is budgeting $170,000 for the contract to develop transition plans for public health and healthcare. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The first electric compost truck in the nation was unveiled in Boulder earlier this week. EcoCycle, the local nonprofit recycler and zero waste organization, ordered the Mack LR electric truck, which looks just about like any other garbage truck, but is much quieter and emits no exhaust. This is CPR and KRCC. It's 6:06.